And now to Washington and NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. Ron, you know, we recall how on this day 5 years ago, some members of Congress gathered on the steps of the Capitol and sang God Bless America, Democrats and Republicans.
That's right, Alex. There was a big crowd that day. And as you say, they were members of both parties. They were from the House and the Senate. And while the singing may not have been stellar, the moment itself was moving. It even inspired some people to think that Congress might mend its ways and become more cohesive.
But and there was a kind of a moment anyway of emotional outreach.
Yes, there was an interlude. And of course, the Afghan invasion and the overthrow of the Taliban had a lot of bipartisan support back in 2001. But the creation of the Homeland Security Department became highly politicized in the run-up to the elections of 2002. And the very next big thing was the war in Iraq, which has been anything but unifying. So tonight, we do not expect to see a reenactment, really, of what happened there 5 years ago today. The all-Congress choir, as it were, will not be quite as large. We just don't expect that many members to be in town.
And so the choir is just not there.
Well, it's not a protest. It's just that the House is not in session today. There are no votes in the Senate today. And implicitly, it's an acknowledgement that being back home for a long weekend of campaigning is more important right now, this close to the election.
How about the politically charged issue in the weeks before election, President Bush's proposals for trying terrorism suspects and for conducting surveillance without warrants?
Basically, the president wants Congress to give its blessing to the eavesdropping program the National Security Agency has been conducting since 9/11, and the president also wants Congress to approve his plans for military tribunals to try the detainees who are now at Guantanamo Bay. And there are a lot of people in Congress, including some key Republicans, who have significant misgivings on both of those issues. But it's a tough moment to be talking about those misgivings with the videotape of 9/11 on every television screen in the country and the elections 8 weeks from tomorrow.
Well, at least today it is. We'll see how it is in the coming weeks. The president's certainly front and center at these ceremonies today. Vice President Cheney, too. But he seems more notable in moments of silence. There have been published reports that his influence in the White House is waning. He was even asked about this yesterday on Meet the Press.
I haven't read the story in any great detail. It looks like one of those thumbsuckers that's done periodically. It's probably as valid as the ones that were done saying that I was in charge of everything. Obviously,
were you?
I give my advice to the president. The president makes his decisions. Sometimes he agrees, sometimes he doesn't.
I saw the Mr. Cheney's appearance there yesterday, Ron. I thought if I needed someone to argue with the devil for my soul, I sure hope Dick Cheney would be willing to go.
He would be a good choice. I think the vice president's right to compare these two stories, the two groups of stories, except he's implying neither of them were valid. And I think there was a lot of truth in both. There was a time 2 or 3 years ago when Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld and some other people in the Pentagon were very much the ascendant influences in the run-up to the Iraq invasion. But now, given how Iraq has gone, Rumsfeld is in eclipse. A lot of his people in the Pentagon have actually left. And Dick Cheney's influence has waned as well.
Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor, regularly here on Mondays. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Alex.